men and women of Marville. On the 1 o'clock news this afternoon, the acting commander announced officially that the French Air Force will be leaving LAR and that the Canadian Air Force will be taking over progressively during the remainder of this year this base for our Canadian operational forces in France. This means that the complex at Metz and Marville will in effect be required to move from France by the 31st of March. This involves the movement, as far as we at Marville are concerned, of 439 and 441 squadrons, the operational support units, including the wing instrument flight, flying control, the technical support for the CF-104s, 109KU, the 5 air movements unit, and the necessary administrative support units to LAR in approximately 38 days' time. During the past few weeks, members of my staff and I have been talking with the French authorities in LAR with respect to the takeover of that base. It is now quite evident that we will have a co-manning situation with the French forces beginning the 1st of March and continuing till near the end of 1967. Now immediately you say, what does this mean to me or to my family? First of all, I'd like to say who will be going and when. All personnel who are not returning to Canada this summer will be moving to LAR beginning 1 March and extending over the spring months. Initially, the number will be small, but by the end of March, the number from this wing will be approximately 900 personnel. Some elements will be required to remain behind until adequate space can be provided at LAR, but most personnel will be relocated by May. Those who will be returning this summer to Canada will be employed here at Marville, if possible, until the repatriation dates. However, it may be necessary, and will, I'm sure, in many cases, to have some of these personnel temporarily employed at LAR. Detailed lists of personnel with their moving dates will be provided as soon as possible, and I have been assured by the administrative staff that this will be no later than the 1st of March, which is next Wednesday. With respect to LAR itself, initially, quarters and rations will be in short supply. However, by the time that we build up our main force in early April, we will have Canadian, and I stress Canadian, quarters and rations available for most of our personnel. For those who are not able to provide quarters and rations, the appropriate living out allowances will be provided. The next question that comes to mind is that of, what about accommodation for my family and myself when I get to LAR? As you are aware, there are approximately 1,100 PMQs in the LAR area which are currently occupied by the French. And since their school year terminates approximately the same time as ours, we can expect these to become available approximately the middle of this summer. And a majority will be vacated in order that we can move in and be ready to start school in the fall. However, in the meantime, we have established in the LAR area, with the cooperation of the German authorities, a housing office which has as its prime objective of locating accommodation for people who have no children and who are able to move as soon as the husbands move to LAR. We have strived to keep this housing within your means, and to this end, the German authorities have stressed that they will cooperate with us in ensuring that any accommodation that we obtain for you and your families will be at the best possible rate. That is to say, they have imposed a rental control system. This housing office will be open approximately next Wednesday, the 1st of March, and will continue to function as long as there is a requirement for civilian accommodation for Marvel and Mets personnel. House trailers are unfortunately not allowed by German law and therefore cannot be considered for the move to LAR. With respect to the camping or tourist type trailers, however, the Black Forest area around LAR provides many opportunities for family this summer, as soon as the children are out of school, to move to the LAR area and find ample accommodation under delightful conditions, so that while you are waiting for PMQs, you can have a holiday and still not be too far away from LAR itself. Further information on tourist trailer living in the LAR area will be available very shortly. When the time comes to move the families and your effects from here to LAR, we have been able to obtain permission for the full rights, as if you were in Canada, for the moving of your effects and for your families. As you appreciate, this is something that is not normally available to us here in Europe, and will therefore make our move that much easier, especially from the financial viewpoint. Now, for the people remaining here in Marville. There have been many, many rumors, and I am of very firm opinion that ignorance of the facts and rumors are my worst enemy, and therefore I want to overcome them at this time. For those who here will be remaining, that is the wives and some of the service personnel, we will be continuing our full hospital, dental, PX, store, recreation, and other facilities that we normally enjoy here during the year, from now well into the summer, and as long as there is a need. For short, it's business as usual. For those at LAR, you will be offered the full opportunity to use the French recreation facilities and stores, and after all, Four Wing is only 30 minutes away. And this will be available to all those who are in the LAR area until such time as we establish our own PX and stores with the final move over to LAR later this fall. During this brief talk, I hope that I have been able to give you at least an insight into what our basic moving program will be. From this, you have some idea now as to who will be moving and who will be staying, the facilities and the conditions under which we will initially find ourselves at LAR, and those facilities that will be left here to look after our families and service personnel who will be remaining at Marville for the next few months. It is my intention that we will have further information bulletins made available to you in written form, so that you will have the opportunity of seeing for yourself exactly how it affects you, the men and women of Marville, during this move. I know how you'd like to have the answers of all your questions today, but unfortunately this is not possible. In the near future, in early next week, I hope, that I will plan to use the facilities of CFN to answer queries regarding the forthcoming relocation of One Wing. Personnel who wish to have questions answered concerning the move and resettlement are requested to write their questions on a piece of paper, sign it, and deposit it in one of the CFN mailboxes located in the Wing Snack Bar and outside the CFN studios. Your questions will be delivered to the CIO for my attention, and we will endeavor to answer them on this program. In conclusion, I would like to assure you that there can be no problem that we haven't massaged in the last 10 days to 2 weeks. Some of the answers are not immediately available, but I can assure you again that everything is being done to make this transition from Marville to LAR as simple and as with few problems as is humanly possible. For after all, we must maintain our operational capability, which has been developed over the last 13 years at Marville, and where possible, to ensure that we pick it up again at LAR without any disruption. With your cooperation, this can be done. I thank you.